This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you're tuned to the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you may take control of the airwaves. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and Skype username. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, I just want to insert this. Daryl W. Perry is one of our major co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, and he is not with us usually on the weekends, but does several weekday shows with us. He did a great job in the RT debate. I don't know, Mark, if you had a chance to watch it.
I did not.
I caught it live on free-to-air satellite. It was also, of course, streamed live on their internet website, RT.com. RT is also known as Russia Today. They don't use that branding anymore, but that's what the RT stands for. It's actually a Russian government-funded television network that airs globally on just pretty much every continent via free-to-air satellite.
Kind of like Al Jazeera does. What's the one that Radio America?
I guess Radio America exists. It's not really satellite distributed that I know of.
No, but it's distributed outside of the United States.
I don't think it's as well distributed as RT. RT is all over the place. And they aired a Libertarian Party presidential debate. They have already aired a Green Party presidential debate. Now, I don't know if they've done this in previous years. If they have, I was not aware of it happening. It doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I am somewhat tuned into RT. I'm aware that they exist. I like their product. I think they do a good job. And I think that they did a great job with their Libertarian presidential debate, which is available now. So for those of you who didn't catch it live, you can go to freekeen.com. It's the latest article there that I posted just a few hours ago. So check that out there. It's a full two-hour-long debate. It's between Daryl W. Perry and two other guys who I think he beat into the dirt. Daryl not only was a better presenter, meaning, you know, he knew how to keep his answers to the 30 seconds that he had to give them. He didn't get buzzed except for just a few times during the debate. And you know, he also gave the most principled answers.
He's a talk show host. He ought to be good at answering questions on a microphone.
Yeah. He gave the most libertarian of the answers of the debaters. And so I highly recommend that. That's something worth sharing around, I would say, if for no other reason than to introduce people to the ideas of liberty, because some people are looking for an alternative option right now. I think that RT is right when they have this intro piece. So they didn't just jump right into the debate. The hosts of the show, including actually the son of Jesse Ventura, Tyrell Ventura, the hosts of the debate kind of went into the kind of history of the Libertarian Party and gave a nice little introduction to the entire thing, sort of set the stage, talked about Americans' frustration with their choices from the two main political parties. And, yeah, it's funded by the Russian government, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
No, whoa. None of these media sources are my friends, any stretch of the imagination.
Would you take a show from RT if RT came to you and said, Mark, we want to bring you in and give you a half-hour-long opinion show? You can shoot it from Keene. You don't have to travel down to D.C. You can just hook us up via Skype, and we'll give you a half-hour on the air.
I haven't heard you talk about money yet.
Well, I suspect they pay the people that they have doing shows.
I suspect they would pay me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to do it otherwise.
But, it's not a bad reach. I mean, as far as I believe they're broadcasting to millions of people, I think I heard 700
sure.
million.
I don't consider Russia Today to be any worse than Al Jazeera or CNN, frankly.
I think it's better, personally, than CNN or those other networks. They're not going to be very objective when it comes to Russia news.
No.
So just write them off for that. But the rest of their coverage of the United States has always been very good, very very independent.
I think it offers a different voice.
Yeah. Anyway, what is their slogan? Question more. That's a good thing. So check it out.
Fox is fair and balanced.
Well, we know that's false.
Well, I'm just telling you, these organizations have their own motives, all right?
Of course they do. They're funded by the Russian government. And so their motives might be to, cause disruptions within the political system to some extent, cause an upset, which, of course, you know, the libertarians and the greens are not going to be able to do. But it's not a bad thing what they're doing here. They've had people like Adam Kokesh on. He had a show on RT in the past. And so I'm really grateful that they gave Daryl the opportunity to speak on this debate, because some of these libertarian debates have been excluding Daryl, and he's the most libertarian candidate. And I think he does have a chance. I don't know if the Libertarian Party is going to do the right thing this time around and actually nominate a principled candidate who can express the ideas of liberty in a way that people can understand, or if they're just going to water down the message again and go with someone like a Gary Johnson, who they did in 2012, who, by the way, mysteriously was not present for the RT debate. So
some of the front runners there for the Libertarian Party weren't. Right.
Well, I don't know who the front runners are, but presumably Gary Johnson would be one because he was the nominee last time. And
John
Stossel
invited three people. None of those three people showed up
to the RT debate, which I found strange because RT is probably a bigger debate platform than John Stossel's show. Anyway, you can join us here. Check out the video of the RT debate. Go to freekeen.com. It's the latest story up there. You can join us here also on the air at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl's campaign website, by the way, is darylwperry.com. So, Mark, you wanted to start out the show tonight with a story from New York City, where not only is I could swear they raised the cigarette smoking age to 21 there. We know they did that in California and in Hawaii, and I feel like the city did it as well.
Don't worry, it's coming.
But this is more of a question about New York City and alcohol laws. So what's going on?
Yeah, the fact is people often have opinions about how pregnant women should conduct themselves, obviously in public, because that's where you're going to see them. So when they see ladies smoking, pregnant ladies smoking or drinking alcohol, they've got opinions. Well, there's a new rule in New York City. It's that a pregnant woman, I'm just going on there, here, the article from AP, rather than sort of explaining it, I'll just read it here. Jennifer Peltz writes, a pregnant woman shows up at a New York City bar and wants to go in and order a drink, despite health warnings against consuming alcohol while expecting. Should the tavern serve her? It's against the law to refuse under City Human Rights Commission guidelines. Their city has a Human Rights Commission. Huh. They were released Friday. They sent her on. This is
the
newest story.
It should be your right to choose whether or not you have alcohol. That much, I think, is true. But it should also be the right of... I'm sorry?
People shouldn't be forced to drink? Who's talking about that?
No, you should be able to choose to order alcohol if you want, but it should also be the right of the person serving it to turn you down.
I think it should be the right of the business that would be serving it to turn you down. And they can choose to support their employee or not support their employee, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Whoever it is that the server is should be their right to choose. I mean, it's the right of the server to choose as well. They can walk off the job
owner wants to serve somebody alcohol and the patron wants to buy alcohol and the server doesn't want to do it, the only option I think the server should have is finding another job.
Well, I mean, it all depends. Sometimes, depending on your job, if you're like a really good server in a lot of ways, maybe the boss will look the other way.
It may very well, but if I hire a pogo stick jumper, I want them to jump on the pogo stick, not to give me their opinion about pogo stick jumping, right? Yeah. So if I hire a server, I want them to serve rather than giving their opinion about it. They can have their opinion, just not while being paid by me.
I agree with you. That's why I say it should be the right of all people in that circumstance to make that choice. But apparently what you're saying is it's not, and that the server and the bar must serve.
So my wife, when she got pregnant, decided to just forego alcohol in general.
Supposedly it's a bad thing for the baby.
Well, I mean, in quantity it's a bad thing for the baby. Then they tell you to drink some beer when you're nursing. They've got all kinds
of... Oh, so they're saying now it's okay to have a little bit? Is that what they're...
I think that it's generally been assumed that it's okay to have a little bit.
Okay, that's interesting.
I don't think that you're not going to get fetal alcohol syndrome going on from
how many glasses of wine can you have?
I am not a doctor, and I'm not going to tell you how many glasses of wine you can have. I would say you'd probably be okay with one serving of wine per week, what you're wanting to have
every night.
I don't know. Look, I'm not a doctor, Ian. I'm not going to tell
people.
I'll
see what the internet says. I bet it says a zillion different things.
I bet it does. And that's really the issue here. The fact is that too much alcohol, not good for babies. But we don't, you know, I don't think the average person, certainly not the average server, do they know?
Well, so should servers be forced to not serve people if they want to be served?
Should the government be inserting itself in this circumstance? Is this a human rights issue?
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. The numbers, or 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Apparently, in New York City, there's actually a newer ordinance by the... It wasn't the health department.
Their Human Rights Commission. New York City has a Human Rights Commission.
Apparently, they say it is your human right as a woman to be able to order alcohol while pregnant. And if a server or bar refuses to give that alcohol to a pregnant woman, then that's apparently a crime in New York City. That's at least against this ordinance, could result in a violation, could result in a fine. I doubt it's a misdemeanor, but we haven't actually read the ordinance code itself. Pretty shocking stuff, especially to people who believe that, you know, it should be your choice to decide who you do business with. That if you have a moral problem with a customer doing something in your business that they want to do, that is, order alcohol in this case, that you should be able to tell that person, I'm sorry, but we don't do that. We can't provide you with that here. Or however you would phrase it.
If you serve alcohol, you must serve alcohol to pregnant women in New York City.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I suspect that if you don't serve the pregnant woman alcohol, let's say there's a sting operation, the cops hire a pregnant woman, they send her into a place, don't think they won't do this stuff or don't do this.
They do that stuff, especially when it comes to businesses, because these violations, the businesses pay right up.
Big money for the government.
Yeah. Ding, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Or maybe, you know, if they don't pay, then their liquor license is at risk.
Sure.
They won't be able to serve
They'll pay quick.
Yeah. So they won't be able to serve any alcohol at all. And so they have to violate their own moral conscience.
And remember, this is almost subjective. The waiter can't even sort of say anything about it. Madam, do you think it's a good idea for you to have any some wine with your dinner when you're pregnant?
That's in the ordinance that you can't even...
It's the Human Rights Commission, right? Like, you know, it's a human right now not to be offended by anything.
Well, want to get more into this. The story's coming from, where was it, the source?
That's AP.
AP. But first, since we were talking about presidential debates, there is an interesting proposal that's been made for Bernie Sanders. Of course, he's come to represent the new socialist movement in America, and it gives us, liberty-minded folks, an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us, right now, we have Roger Veer on the side of freedom, and he has laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. So is Bernie going to debate, or is he going to refuse to help charity to the tune of $50,000, his favorite charity? What will Bernie choose to do? So far, haven't heard any word. You can go to Bernie.FreeTalkLive.com to learn more about the debate challenge. That's Bernie.FreeTalkLive.com. Mark, give us a bit more information from this story, and then we're going to go to your calls and thoughts about this mandatory law in New York City forcing businesses to serve pregnant women alcohol.
Judgments and stereotypes about how pregnant individuals should behave, their physical capabilities, and what is or is not healthy for a fetus are pervasive in our society and cannot be used as a pretext for unlawful, discriminatory decisions.
Now, this is an AP. This is an excerpt from the ordinance?
That is an excerpt from the guidelines in public venues. With that, the city is squarely taking on a touchy subject that stirs conflicted feelings about pregnancy and personal autonomy. It's also sparked at least one complaint. The commission is looking into a case concerning a pregnant woman denied entry into a bar or club. She wouldn't give more detail because the case was still up. This is the lawyer here wouldn't give more detail.
So wait a minute. It wasn't that she didn't even sit down and order a drink. She was denied entry, period. And that could simply be because they didn't like the idea of having a pregnant woman in their club.
Could it be? Well, there's all kinds of clubs out there that deny people entry for all kinds of reasons. And, you know, all the hot, thin girls go to the front of the line to get let in because it looks good to have them on the dance floor
Right, that's what I mean. So you're saying that this incident was what prompted this...
No, this is just one complaint.
Okay.
Some pregnant women who have been refused service say they felt awkward, have not been refused service, said they felt awkward nonetheless. When a server asked how many glasses to bring with a shared bottle of wine, for example.
Oh.
This made me feel bad. I felt awkward.
Sir, are you insinuating something?
That you're a lush. It would come up in conversation as a possibility, a joke. Will they serve you or won't they? Will they look down on you or will they not?
Mm.
Says this Brooklynite who gave birth on Tuesday to her first child. They're talking about it in other countries. Spain, as I mentioned in the article, she occasionally ordered a glass of wine with dinner during a pregnancy, which would not raise eyebrows in her native Spain. No one would ever question her order, but she felt that in general, a lot of people were paying attention to whether you're drinking or not.
Interesting. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us on the radio, 855-450-3733.
This is totally my experience in American life, is that
people are judging?
You know, people will judge and assess, especially pregnant women, as to how they're conducting themselves, cigarettes and wine. And I'm going to do it, too. I'm judging and assessing those gals. Oh, this seems like a bad idea to me. I probably wouldn't even notice, but my wife certainly would. And that's one of these things. Yeah, I think you should be, in your business, able to deny service to somebody if you feel like they're doing something you don't want them to, you wouldn't help them do.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Josh is in Michigan, listening to WZTK. Hey, Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I was just going to comment about if you thought that the next step would be with the health risks correlated with smoking cigarettes. And the stores would, refuse selling to pregnant women based on, if they're going with the health risks, would that be another logical step in this interesting reasoning?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, should I not, if I run a store that sells cigarettes, should I not be able to choose to whom I sell them?
Sounds like you probably wouldn't be able to in New York City, which is my guess.
Some old guy rolls in with an oxygen tank and a tracheotomy. Can I just say, you know what, I'm not going to sell you cigarettes.
Josh, anything else you
want to share? Love the show, you guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Carl is on the line in New Jersey. Our toll-free number, by the way, 855-450-FREE, if you want to weigh in here, especially if you are a lady who has been pregnant. That might be interesting. Or maybe you're a server, and you've been in this awkward situation before of having a customer ordering, and you feeling like maybe she shouldn't be having that. Let's go to Carl in New Jersey. Go ahead, Carl. You're listening to WPG, which I believe is now on the FM band. That's super exciting. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think you should serve her and get some money out of her because she could just go to the local liquor store and get it and take it home and drink it. So you might as well get the money from her. And then if the child's born with disabilities, the government schools will love it because they can get more money from them.
You can believe that you and I are going to pay for that kid with disabilities. I mean, you can darn sure believe that we're going to be subsidizing if this lady, I'm not saying that one glass of wine is going to give you fetal alcohol syndrome, but I am saying that if some alcoholic woman gives her kid fetal alcohol syndrome, the chances are that the government's going to be taking, that you and I are going to be forking over the money to take care of that kid. And we don't have a choice.
Yeah, and our government schools will love it.
Thanks, Carl, for your call and thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday show.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming fraud, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition here. You can join us and share your thoughts on the New York City ordinance or regulation, it sounds more like, that actually will prohibit bar owners from refusing to serve women who are pregnant or restaurateurs, presumably. Anyone with a liquor license, I imagine, would be falling under this anti-discrimination ordinance. You can share your thoughts with us here, 855-450-FREE, or via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency, and Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Mark, was there more you wanted to share from this ordinance or the story in the AP?
Yeah, well, pretty much they've got it all wrapped up here. But basically the idea is that bar and restaurant servers don't get to really ultimately say anything, because the complaints here aren't that they're not getting served so much as
they feel
uncomfortable, like people are looking at them. And it's not, believe me, it's not just servers that are looking at you. I can assure you that
people sitting in the next booth
in the United States of America, my experience is people care not just about your once you're pregnant, yeah. People have all kinds of judgments about what you're doing.
Oh yeah, don't leave the kids in the car, yeah. That kind of thing.
Right. I mean, you know, once you have kids, the whole way through, when you have college students, everybody's got some opinion about how you should be raising your kids.
Toll-free number tonight, should it be the law? 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Shannon. She's in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Shannon.
Hey.
So I'm kind of thinking that this doesn't have so much to do with human rights.
Well, because
the child has rights as well, correct? I mean, we're not even talking about a fetus. We're talking about an obviously pregnant mom. And what she's doing by drinking is giving the child alcohol, because any alcohol that a woman drinks when she's pregnant gets passed on to the fetus. And
contributing to the delinquency of a minor?
Well, it causes birth defects as well.
It can.
And even one glass of wine can cause it. It really depends on a lot of factors that are impossible to predict, and that's why there's so much confusion. But it's essentially saying, you know, is it okay for a woman to bring an infant into the bar and, you know, give it, you know, order a drink, put it in its bottle, and hand it to the baby? I mean, what would people say about that? Because it's exactly the same thing.
I've been at a party where a man gave his son, who was probably 4 or 5, some beer. I watched him just kind of sneak it to him.
I think that should be legal.
Well, you know, whatever that family intends to do, that's up to them. Now, the kid didn't down a whole bottle or anything like that, but that's what they did. And I'm like, I've never done it. It seems odd to me.
Sure, you know, and that is a judgment call for a parent on whether they want to give their 4-year-old alcohol. But have you ever taken a raw egg and poured a little alcohol on top of it? And then you'll see what alcohol does to fetal tissue. It's not the same as a 4-year-old whose brain's already developed. We're talking about a bunch of cells that are still forming.
Hmm. So, what kind of alcohol shall you be pouring on my eggs? I've never poured alcohol on my eggs.
It's just to see what it does to the tissues. It's just put any kind of alcohol in with a raw egg. And after an hour, you'll see that some of these tissues have been cooked. You know,
Shannon, I think you bring up a really interesting question here, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I think this is the inherent question.
Well, no, this is I think it's a very different question than what she pointed out, because we were asking about, you know, the rights of the server, the rights of the bar owner. Shouldn't they have a right to refuse to serve a woman who is pregnant? Now, in New York City, we're finding out that they don't have that right. New York is forcing them to serve, and I think that's not cool. But the question that she brought out was the question of, you know, are you actually giving alcohol to this fetus without consent? And should there be a liability for that? I mean, should mom be held liable for the things that she does that could possibly damage her fetus? Should the fetus be able to sue later when it becomes a human being and realizes that it had fetal alcohol syndrome because mom was a lush while she was pregnant?
What about my tax money that goes to support that fetus that has the fetal alcohol syndrome? You can be certain, or you can be assured that many of the people that end up with fetal alcohol syndrome had to be taken care of by the state to some extent, and by the state, I mean taxpayers like me had to pay for it.
Well, I'm with you there. I don't think that the state should be funding anything at all.
If they get a settlement from mom, if this kid who has the fetal alcohol syndrome, the FAS, once they get that settlement, how much of it should go back to the taxpayers, what I'm asking you?
Well, I don't think there should be any redistribution of wealth whatsoever. I don't think there should be, any kind of welfare programs. I think there should be charities that help people. I don't think the government needs to be redistributing wealth. But I don't think that's the question I was talking about. Well, that's another interesting question. The question I'm really more interested in is, while the child is a fetus and subject to whatever mom wants to put in her body, does it have its own rights? Are its rights separate? Because ultimately, it's not separate from mom. It's connected to mom.
Well, and what we're told by, at least by, you know, half of the electorate out there, right? The Democrats basically say, keep your laws out of my uterus is the
And
the
I
notion.
Tend to agree with that.
I understand the points. I don't think that, but the laws, to me, if laws are valid, laws are meant to protect, right? And at this point, the fetus, the unborn child, cannot protect themselves.
Let's go to Felina in Delaware. Felina, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WILM. Hello, Felina. Going once. Felina in Delaware, going twice. We'll put Felina back on. Oh,
yep,
she's there.
She
go ahead,
here.
Felina. You're on the radio.
Okay, so I don't know.
Uh-oh, this is why she wasn't responding earlier. She's in a bad cell. We're going to put Felina back on hold, because I do want to hear especially what the ladies have to say on this issue that obviously affects them in a way that you and I will never be affected.
What are you, some kind of sexist?
No. Wouldn't a sexist mean that I somehow think that women are inferior? I'm not saying that at all.
Do you think that men's opinion is inferior in this conversation?
No, I'm not saying your opinion is inferior. I'm saying this will affect women in a way that will not affect men, given that you can't get pregnant, at least not yet. Maybe science will figure out a way to transfer a fetus into a man at some point, and then things will get very interesting with custody laws and things like that. But if you want to share your thoughts, ladies or guys, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, I don't suppose the AP article goes into whatever the penalty might be, Mark, but it's probably, I'm just going to guess, a violation. It's probably a fine.
A fine on the restaurant, in my guess.
Uh-huh. And then maybe holding the liquor license over the head of the restaurateur. Or the bar owner.
Basically, the article just goes in talking about things like, the laws in some states that will charge the woman if she uses drugs while pregnant and it affects the fetus and that kind of thing.
Felina, I'm told, is all cleared up in her signal. We're going to bring her back again here. Felina, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Give it a shot. Go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway, I just want to say my children are... Remember back when I was pregnant, drinking while you were pregnant was very much taboo. I do remember being in the final, couple of weeks of my pregnancy with my daughter, planning on going to a wedding. And I remember asking my doctor, would it be okay for me to have a glass of wine at that late point in my pregnancy? And he said, yes, sure, it's not a problem. But I never drank, obviously, during pregnancy. Now, other than that, that late point. But I do understand that now it is actually the studies that after.
Damn it. She's not back. It's mostly good. We're going to give you one more try. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
The wonders of modern
it is wonderful, isn't it? Also, you can join us on Skype, which may or may not help you if you have no data signal. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we're talking about women drinking while pregnant, specifically a law in New York City that prohibits a bar owner from refusing to serve alcohol, so therefore forces them to serve alcohol to pregnant women. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the absurd ordinance in New York City that is forcing bar owners, forcing servers to serve alcohol to pregnant women. And maybe they've got a moral objection to serving alcohol to pregnant women. Well, now they have to do it if they want to continue to have their alcohol permit or liquor license. The toll-free number to join us, 855-450-FREE. Now, whether you're promoting your own business or just something else entirely, business cards are still useful in today's day and age. I still prefer handing a business card to somebody rather than some clunky transfer from phone to phone. I don't even know how you do that, and I'm relatively young. I'm in my mid-30s. I've never done one of those phone-to-phone transfer things.
I don't think they really even do it any longer.
Yeah, so business cards, it's the way to go. And you can get 500 of them for just $9.99 by using code FTL, that's like Free Talk Live, code FTL at checkout over at Vistaprint.com. If you've got a small business, these guys can help you out. They got all kinds of products for small business owners and home office needs. Go to Vistaprint.com. You can grab postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitation, and, of course, loads of business cards. Customize the text, color, backside, and more, or just upload your logo as is. Upload your entire design. It's super easy to use their online tool. I've used it, and I made the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards, full color, with this. So you can go to Vistaprint.com. They guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. And starting price, just $9.99 for 500 business cards. You get that by using code FTL at checkout at Vistaprint.com. As we continue here, we're going to give her one more shot because I'm feeling super generous here tonight. Felina's on the line in Delaware. Are you with us?
I am. Right. Can you hear me better?
Yes. What were you trying to tell our audience about your kids?
Okay. So
So you had one drink toward the end of your pregnancy.
At the very end of my pregnancy, yes.
Okay.
With my doctor's permission. But I do understand that now it is after the first trimester, I believe, that they actually kind of recommend that you have a glass of red wine.
Every, how often?
I I don't know.
One magic glass.
One glass every so often. It just kind of helps with the blood pressure, stress, and that type of thing.
The stress doesn't come until... The stress doesn't come until after the baby.
The baby is born, I know.
That's when it's stressful.
It just helps. It helps to keep the blood pressure down and things like that. And the reason I know that was when my niece was pregnant. She was talking about having a glass of wine. I totally freaked out on her, and she said, "No, actually, the doctor recommended after the first trimester to have a glass of red wine every so often." So I do know that there are studies out there now that kind of promote that. Now, I guess as far as my feeling on the rule, the law, you know, that you can't serve a pregnant woman, if she's having a glass of wine or whatever, okay, that's one thing. But if she is sitting there and she's blatantly and she's drunk, they need to cut her off just like they would anybody else. I mean, you go.
Now, there probably are laws to, in a lot of cases, there are laws that say bartenders do need to not serve someone if they're too drunk, because they can also be held liable legally for someone too drunk going home.
I've seen some bartenders serve some really drunk people, though.
Felina, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate your thoughts here. She was referring to something you mentioned earlier in the show tonight, Mark, this idea that some studies apparently have shown some kind of benefit to a light amount of drinking during a certain portion of pregnancy.
Right. I'm not here to claim one way or the other on, you know, how much alcohol is a good idea when you're pregnant. I am not. That is not my bailiwick. However, I will claim that, people are going to draw conclusions about you and you are going to feel uncomfortable. My wife's decision was simply to stop drinking. And frankly, she never really picked it up back after that. I mean, it just doesn't... I can't tell you how much alcohol she's had, but it probably...
Not much.
My son's 8 now. She probably has not consumed 2 6-packs worth of beer since then.
Let's go to Ryan. He's in Kentucky. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you at, Bowling Green?
Yes, I am.
You're listening to WKCT. Go ahead.
Yeah, my personal thoughts is this. You're either a free society or you're not.
Yep.
I'm a libertarian. I don't believe it's the state's business to tell any business owner who they can and cannot serve, period. I'm with Rand Paul on that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Now, Rand Paul isn't really a libertarian, but it sounds like he's right on that that particular issue. So I'll give him credit where credit's due.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. There are circumstances if somebody turns somebody away, it wouldn't be good. But you let the private sector handle that. You let word of mouth handle that, and the private sector is way better at handling everything than the government is.
Yeah, private sector can be brutal. Word of mouth can be brutal on your business if they decide that you're, you know, treating somebody poorly for whatever reason. But does New York City need a human rights commission? Second, should that human rights commission be telling restaurants that they don't have to, that they cannot make pregnant women feel uncomfortable for ordering alcohol? I mean, it's just, it's ludicrous the whole way through.
I mean, I agree. I think that the law is unnecessary. We've become a society now where it's so guarded against hurting somebody except the majority. Isn't that crazy?
Ryan, good call, man. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You'd think that adults could handle this situation.
Let's talk to Don. He's in Newport News, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Don.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Now, you guys are the same libertarians that I've heard say time after time, you should be able to do whatever it is that you want to do as long as you're not hurting anyone else.
Yep.
Right? And one night I even argued with one of you guys that said you'd rather ride a pony than to pay road taxes. And now here you are tonight, the city of New York City, which has so many tourists, finds it necessary to pass a law that says there are so many different cultures, you're not going to tell a woman that she may or may not drink, and you guys are against it. You guys are the same ones who want drugs legalized, and you don't want to see borders, but yet
what
you
do
want
you feel
to be able
is
to tell
inconsistent
a woman,
here?
I feel a lot is inconsistent.
All we're doing is taking the side of individuals being able to choose for themselves. In this case, the bar owner being able to make a choice.
Right. There's nobody here trying to say.
What about the wife and the husband, the mother-to-be and the husband? Do they not have the right to make a choice?
He can go to a liquor store and buy a big old bottle of wine, and she can go home and give her kid fetal alcohol syndrome if that's what she wants to do.
See, here's the thing about rights. There's different kinds of rights. There's the rights that we as libertarians.
Hold on.
I'd like to explain something here. No. It's very simple. So there's this idea, and I don't like the terms personally, positive and negative rights. These are supposedly negative rights, the right to your own body, that other people cannot tell you what to do with yourself. Then the positive right, which I don't agree with, positive rights are things like a right to health care or a right to, in this case, be served alcohol while pregnant. And that means that you have a right, in theory, and I disagree with this, to force another person to perform some sort of service for you. And I don't think you have that right. I think you only have a right to your own body and your own choices for yourself. You don't get to choose to force someone to provide you with alcohol or to force someone to provide you with health care service.
If those people who are operating bars in New York City don't like the laws of New York City, as you always say, they have the right to open a bar somewhere else. Maybe they can go to Kentucky.
I don't say that. I don't think that you wouldn't find me saying that. I wouldn't say, hey, if you don't agree with me, sir, why don't you get out of America?
No.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
Why did you move to New Hampshire?
I moved to New Hampshire.
Why did you leave Florida and move to New Hampshire? Because you're going in to take over a state where the people were minding their own business, and you said, we're going to come in and take over the state to be libertarian.
That's false. So first of all, 20,000 people, which is the goal of the Free State Project, which is why I moved. I'm no longer a free stater, but that is why I moved here. 20,000 people cannot take over a state of 1.4 million. So all 20,000 people can do, or 1.3 million,
if every one
is
of you get out and
people.
Vote, you can take over a state.
False. Okay. 20,000. Absolutely false.
Just doesn't work.
I'm sorry, the numbers just don't work that way. Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
A small group of active people can have an effect anywhere.
Yes. Do we want to have an impact? Yeah, absolutely. Do we know that concentration of activism means you'll have a better impact? Yeah. Look at the Mormons. Look at the hippies. The Mormons moving to Utah. The hippies moving into Vermont back in the 70s. There's no doubt that these movements, these migrations, physical migrations for political purposes, made a difference in those states.
Look at the old people moving to Florida. My native, native Bradenton, Florida. There's people all over America that are choosing to come to Bradenton, Florida to live out the remainder of their life, and they vote, they pay taxes, they're involved in their community. Should they not be able to, should you only have a say in a community in which you were born? Must humans stay on the particular plot of land in which they were dropped out of a uterus?
So, John doesn't understand rights, and he doesn't understand the liberty of being able to choose. Each person in those circumstances, the woman who wants to drink, the server, the bar owner, all of them should get to choose whether or not to participate in that transaction. The government should have no say. 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.